1, 2, 3.
Call it an on and off love affair with 6 meters of brass pipes. Dima Abdin is Jordan's only professional tuba player and a member of the National Music Conservatory Orchestra. But due to a lack of funding, she's only been able to perform with the orchestra 3 times in the last 3 years.
It's like taking from a doctor the ability to do surgeries or see patients. It's just, it's what I do. It's music is what I do. It's who I am. So when I don't do that, it's just, it makes me frustrated.
The orchestra has never had a stable source of funding in its 33-year history. From 2006 to 2011, the city of Amman was a benefactor until it ran out of money. Then in 2014, a wealthy businessman supported the orchestra for 3 years until he could no longer afford it. The conductor says it costs about $500,000 a year to keep the orchestra playing regularly. Mohammed Sadiq is the conductor and the director of the National Music Conservatory. The 400-student school offers beginner's classes to college degrees and was a pathway for musicians to join the orchestra. But he says now it's become more of a gig for hire, playing only sporadically, and it'll remain that way until the government provides funding. In the Arab world, some governments financially support national orchestras.
To have an orchestra, it's always a losing project because you have the cost, very high cost. And what you have benefit for it is you have culture. This is the face of the country.
The Minister of Culture says the government hires the orchestra to play at special events and doesn't intend to turn the musicians into public employees.
We are hoping that the orchestra gets proper funding, not like now, only playing for special occasions. Every musician dreams of playing solo. If there is no orchestra, how will this dream come true?
With few opportunities available, it's a dream many musicians are now pursuing abroad. Natasha Ghanem, Al Jazeera, Amman, Jordan.